Well, the late comedian George Carlin, who I don't think was either, made his mark, of course, with words. But as of today, his picture also hangs in the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. Fans selected him over Groucho Marx and Ellen DeGeneres as the comedian who most influenced American life. We remember Carlin's seven words you can never say on television led to his 1972 arrest on obscenity charges. And he was known for some things that we can't play on the radio, but also some things that we can.
Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, isn't it? Yeah. Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know how come? Because I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy. Approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite fully dandy. Other times, I am indeed highly dandy. However, not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. But nobody asked me how I was.
Well, as the Smithsonian honors George Carlin, the Library of Congress is adding 25 recordings to its national registry. They include Arthur Godfrey's radio coverage of President Franklin Roosevelt's funeral in 1945, as well as these.
I ain't got no mama now.
So darling.
So were you able to name all those tunes? That was Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop, That Thing. Before that, Paranoid Android from Radiohead. Stand By Me by Ben E. King. The Doors, Light My Fire. And Black Snake Moan by Blind Lemon Jefferson. That was from 1928. You can see the full list of recordings that are being added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now. You wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and